You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio from Enroll, Alabama Mobile, Miss Tori Payton. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning, Lori.
And Jasmine Young.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. Tell us what is Enroll, Alabama, and why you're here.
Well, Enroll Alabama is where we assist people enrolling into the ACA insurance on through healthcare.gov. It's a free service. We assist you getting enrolled and see if you qualify for the tax credit, which is the discount that you use to help pay for your monthly premiums. Currently, right now, we're in open enrollment. It started on November 1st, and it ends January 15th. You can contact us at 211 or our 1-800 number, which is 1-844-248-7698.
And this is an opportunity. The ACA is the Affordable Care Act. We used to call it Obamacare
yes,
when it came
yes,
out.
Yes, yes.
And it's health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield and or United Healthcare, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, or either United Healthcare. They actually added some more this year. Mm-hmm. A company called Ambetter Alabama is on there.
Okay.
And, of course, Blue is still there, and they have more options as well that we'll be happy to go over for you, the best fit you and your family and your healthcare needs.
Yeah, there's a lot of new plans this year, and they look really good.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Even if you looked last year and decided not to do it, you should look again.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
I think one of the misconceptions may be, well, I make decent money, so why should I even bother to look? But the income scale, depending on the size of your family, you still have the discount or tax credit available.
Correct. You shouldn't second guess yourself just
right.
Because you feel that you make a certain you don't make enough or you don't make a certain amount of money to do it. You can qualify starting off with one person household. It's about $13,550 this year, and it goes up to $57,000 for then. And then you got family of four, which starts like 20-ish area, so you have your options. You know, it gives you the option to be able to pay your health insurance instead mm-hmm. of you guessing like, oh, I can't afford $300-some dollars a month or each paycheck. You can get the money to help offset that
right.
to be able to pay other necessary needs for you and your family. And then also inside the plan, you save on your co-pays and your deductibles when you go to the doctor.
A lot of small businesses, health insurance is just a cost prohibitive benefit they can't offer anymore.
Correct.
So you find a lot of folks that are working in a pretty decent job that still don't have that option.
Correct. They still don't have that option. Now we have a new option that came out through CMS, which is called the family glitch. It would allow people who have a family to get to determine if their employer's insurance is too costly for them, where they can be able to come still see us to get the tax credit to be able to get good quality affordable health insurance as well.
That was going to be my next question, was if you already have insurance at work, should someone still look into this?
Yes, you still should look into it to see what will be the cost for you, because we'll determine if it's going to be affordable or not affordable. And then, like you said, a lot of these small businesses, they do offer health insurance, but it does not cover at least 60% of their healthcare costs. So that's another option when you
right.
can be able to still come to us as well.
Jasmine, what are you seeing and hearing from people that look at the plans or they need health insurance and they don't know where to begin?
I think it really just, you need to do an application and let us walk you through it. And at the end, we can explain every single plan. Even if you, at the end of it, you're not sure, you know what I mean? You don't have to sign up for anything. We're completely free. And if you don't sign up, it's completely okay.
So I can also try myself.
Yes.
Folks can do it by themselves.
Yes.
At healthcare.gov.
Correct.
Or enrollala.gov.
.com.
Yes. Enrollala.com.
You can go on there and they'll give you like a synopsis of what we do. And then if you want to get more detailed information, I believe you can scroll all the way down at the bottom and you can submit a appointment request, and they will be sent to either us here in Mobile or any of our 20 other 20-something navigators across the state of Alabama.
Okay. So it looks like in order just to see what it might cost, we have to create an account.
No, actually, you do not have to create an account. Go back to the beginning.
Go back. See, this is why y'all offer free help.
It's kind of hard to navigate.
It's so much easier to have someone else that knows this like the back of their hand go through it for you.
Right.
So where would I go? Log in. I don't want to log in. I don't really want to apply. I just want to, here we go, learn more. Marketplace coverage.
Yeah,
get coverage. Let's try that. Select your state.
Okay, that's actually starting the application.
Is it? Okay.
Yes. Go where it says...
get answers, maybe?
I think it says get health plans and prices.
Yes, get health plans and
prices.
Okay,
I see it now. Get health plans and prices.
Yes, so you just type in your zip code.
All right. I'm just trying to give the example of how it's just easier to call y'all and say, help.
You gotta click the blue hyperlink.
Okay.
And then hit continue.
Okay, continue. There we go. Tell us about your household. So you will have to give information about your income in order for them to be able to come up with
an estimate for
an
you.
An estimate. Yes.
Okay. So just when you just hit the start button right there, and then you can skip that. You don't have to actually have the plan ID. Mm-hmm. Now this part is going to ask for you and your family.
Right.
So if it's just you can hit just you.
Or it's other people.
Uh-huh. And then you can just type in your age and your sex. And then the other questions at the bottom, it's optional. You really don't have to answer those.
Okay.
But it helps you get a better estimate.
What it's going to be, especially if you qualify those for those information.
So, but you can walk folks through the process. What do you need from them? Their income and Social Security number?
Yes, income, Social Security number.
If they're married, their spouse's income, and then if they have independence.
Yes.
Whoever they want on the plan.
Yes. Whoever they want on the plan. Even if, let's just say, the spouse is on Medicare and the other spouse has not aged to the point they get Medicare, we can still do it. So basically, we get both spouses' income, and then the only spouse on there will be the spouse that does not have health insurance. That's who will get it. So we can manipulate it to where who needs health insurance themselves. But we do need all socials of all family members to be able to go through it, and whoever has income and everything.
And you are a state agency that is funded by the federal government to implement the Affordable Care Act money, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So what do you say when somebody says, I don't want to give my Social Security number?
Well, we'll tell them, I reassure them that your information is private. We do not give it out, especially me. My mind is trained to forget right after we finish the application. We do have a consent form. You do consent to it. Before you have, if you don't consent, we can't go any further because the social is to be able to determine your identity, who you are. It's keep fraud down,
right?
Basically, and once I explain that, they say, "Oh, okay."
Well, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Going through a state-run federal program, you don't want, like you said, you've got to keep the fraud down and insure the right person.
Yes, and they do questions about, the taxes part. I have to explain them. This is when we get to the end of the application, actually, do you want to use your income data, like your taxes, to determine every year? They get a little... you can see it in their face. They get a little worried. I'm like, no, we're not here to help the IRS track you down if you have any, you owe any taxes. It's just for us each year, so we don't have to guess. It helps estimate how much money you're going to get every year. And then they're like, oh, okay.
So, because you do have to have an estimate of income.
Yes.
And you base that on the previous tax return?
Yeah, previous tax returns, or you can bring your current check stubs, so we estimate it. It's basically whatever income that you think that you're going to make for the upcoming year.
Okay.
And you do have to file your taxes. That's a requirement.
And going back to enrollment, if any of you are on Facebook, I encourage you to like the page Enroll Alabama Mobile, and there you can read information. You can even make you can even make an appointment through the Facebook page, right, Jasmine?
Yep.
And then that will it be a face to face appointment or is it a telephone appointment? How does it work?
Either or, whatever they prefer.
Okay.
Most of them are over the phone,
mm-hmm.
but if you would rather look at it in person, that's completely fine, too. We can find a meeting place, whatever's easiest for the consumer.
Okay. So you actually will meet one-on-one.
Yes.
With folks. Okay. And then you're also having some community events as well. Or I know in the past, for instance, the libraries have had some open enrollment help or info sessions. Are you looking at any of those?
Yes, we actually did sign up a few this year. Yay, I'm so happy about that. We're going to be going to the libraries in the local Mobile area, of course. Of course, we're going to be here in Fairhope as well. The first one we're going to is going to be the Tomaville Library, which start on the 15th. And then we're also going to be on the Ben May Library. So we'll be at your local libraries to be able to assist you, ask any questions for certain hours of the day, to be able to assist you with, you know, questions about ACA. Even if you don't sign up that day, we'll still call you if you would like us to schedule one-on-one in-personal time for you.
I have a friend of mine whose husband passed away unexpectedly. This has probably been about 3 or 4 years ago now. And she was worried about what was she going to do because of her health insurance. She was going to lose it through his job. And I had recently just interviewed y'all, and I said, you need to go to healthcare.gov or local and look into this. And she called me back almost crying, thanking me for telling her about this. She was able to get health insurance.
Awesome. That's amazing.
At a very low cost while she was going through this transition period of losing her husband and losing their health insurance. And it was a beautiful story.
That's awesome to hear, Lori, because I have come across of those that I, you know, when that happens, when a husband passes away, and, you know, especially the husband is the breadwinner and they, you know, took care of everything, when you would be able to be that person to give them that security of health care, less things they have to worry about. We have great, awesome stories as well. We do have some sad ones, but more good ones. But hopefully, with Medicaid gap, we'll be able to cover the whole entire state to get them where they need to be.
Okay. And once again, the information is enrollala.com, healthcare.gov. If you want to do this yourself, if you don't want to deal with figuring it out online, just pick up the phone and call or go on the Facebook page, Enroll Alabama Mobile. You've got, is this local number one that you want to give out, or would you rather do 211?
You can do either. Okay. Or. That's the 251-465-5897. It's me, Tori.
465-5897. Or that 211 is like a dispatch for Mobile and Baldwin County.
Yeah, that's the easiest one for Mobile County. It's not just Mobile.
Baldwin too, right?
Baldwin, yeah. Yes. Huntsville area, Montgomery.
Oh, okay. Birmingham, the entire state.
The whole entire state.
So it's just a dispatch. You call 211, yep. Say, I need health insurance information, and they'll connect you.
Correct.
That's really easy. All right, ladies, what else do we need to know that we haven't covered yet? Think we covered everything?
Yeah, we pretty much covered everything for the open enrollment. Just know that if you do want health insurance to start the beginning of January 1/1/23, you need to enroll by December 15th.
Ah, okay. So.
Yes, and the last day is January 15th for anyone to have health insurance to start by February 1st. Okay. Now, if you want it at the beginning of January, December 15th, that is the main date.
Okay.
Anything after that, it won't start until February 1st, and then after January 15th will end. The only thing you will have is with a special open enrollment period, which you will have to have a life-changing event or have a certain amount of income to be able to qualify.
Right. Yeah, that's when, say, there's your spouse passes away, mm-hmm. or you lose your job, or mm-hmm. a life-changing event, and I believe that's when I told her, my friend, about that. Is she was able to apply when it wasn't even open enrollment. So.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So that's a blessing. All right. Thank you, ladies. Are you going to be able to come back for Swap Shop? Stick around for Swap Shop in a little while? Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
We should be able to.
All right. Didn't mean to put you on the spot. I hope you can. And meanwhile, if you'd like to tell a friend about this interview or you missed a part of it, it will be posted at WABF1480.com.